Amid new calls for place-based budgeting by the new local think tank, is the short-lived Total Place programme of the late noughties a concept whose time has come?
What is place-based budgeting, or Total Place, and could it offer a route out of the UK's place-blind public service planning? I'm Mike Spicer.
And I'm David Marlowe. You're listening to LED Confidential, the podcast that lifts the lid on those intractable, enduring challenges facing those of us working in and on local economic development and placemaking today.
Welcome to the first of our Espresso Shot episodes of March 2024. Short but sharp insights into key issues facing us in local economic development.
Now, Mike, you know I'm always happy to revisit Total Place.
I do.
But before I get into my bit on it, I mean, why are we talking about it this month?
Well, it was interesting, David, because we had a report published by the new local think tank, which, as you know, is a think tank that's active in our space around local economic development. Placemaking has a fine record of producing great reports relating to local government finance in particular, and has done some great stuff over the years. But last month it published a report by Jessica Studdart and the former New Labour Secretary, if you remember, John Denham, who's now a professor at the University of Southampton. It was called Place-Based Public Service Budgets, Making Public Money Work Better for Communities. And, of course, with a title like that, it name-checked Total Place, the pilot programme from 2009, which some of us may remember, but maybe some of our listeners don't, and we'll get into that shortly. But of course, David, as soon as I saw the words Total Place, I immediately thought of you. We've spoken about this many times, but just for our listeners, and I do encourage you to go onto the New Local website and check out the report. It's a really interesting read. But essentially what they argue is that in order to increase the positive impact of public services when you're in a tight fiscal context, such as we are now, then really what you need to do is focus on their fragmentation and silo working, which leads to inefficiency, duplication, inability to invest in prevention in particular, so getting those kind of long-term benefits of efficient planning and delivery. And also as well, when you have that fragmentation, it can be difficult for local communities to engage with public service planning in any meaningful way. So they posit as a solution place-based budgeting as a sort of revival of the Total Place concept that was developed in the late noughties and was very briefly trialled before being dropped by the coalition government in 2010. And essentially, Studdart and Denham argue that it could offer a roadmap for public service reform by a new government or the next government after the general election. And essentially, their solution looks very similar, at least to me, to what I think the Total Place pilots were trying to do. And David, I'll hand over to you at that point to sort of get your thoughts, your memories of Total Place, because I know you're an enthusiast for it.
Yeah, and one of the reasons I'm an enthusiast, apart from the sort of philosophical reasons, is that actually I was really quite involved in Total Place in the early years of Third Life Economics in two ways. And so in preparation for this session, I did actually dig back out my contributions, and I will attach links in the bonus materials, because in March 2010, so just before the election of the coalition government, the Labour government published Total Place, a Whole Area Approach to Public Services, and actually Third Life Economics, and I was involved in the drafting of that. And would you believe it, actually, the two ministers who presented that to the House at the time were actually the Chief Secretary of the Treasury, but also John Denham, who was the then Communities and Local Government Minister. And you're absolutely right. There are huge resonances between that document, which was an excellent set of proposals for, you know, moving forward with multi-area agreements for sort of city-region scale coordination, comprehensive area agreements for local authority level expenditure. And, you know, this was dropped by the coalition government, who then replaced it briefly again with community-based budgeting and neighbourhood-based budgeting. And actually in, I think it was 2012, 2013, I was involved in producing a piece of work for Norbiton Award in Kingston, Borough of Kingston, that was one of 13 neighbourhood-based whole area pilots. And the basic propositions, which are now repeated in the new local report, are one, map local spend, all public local spend in an area, whether it's a neighbourhood like Norbiton, to a local authority. I think one of the pilots there was it Chester and Cheshire West, or whether it is a city region like Greater Manchester or whatever the multi-area agreements were. So map the local spend, collaborate on trying to deploy that spend in better ways, involve the community in actually setting the priorities, and then reform central government so that they get out of their silos and that they do support this process. And so it's a set of pilots that really were truncated between the last Gordon Brown government and the coalition government, but whose time maybe has come now with enhanced devolution and with actually some sort of need to re-engage and find new ways of doing levelling up. But it is actually really quite interesting because, as I say, I did dig this back out again, and I think the sort of strap line for Total Place, the 2010 white paper or whatever it was no community left behind, no lost generation. And if that isn't a mantra for levelling up, I don't know what is. So that's my recollection of it, and I do think it's relevant, and I do think actually the sorts of things that we piloted both at the last days of the coalition and with certainly the sort of Norbiton and the other neighbourhood budgetings, they're difficult, but they do have relevance. What about you? I mean, where do you see it going?
It's interesting because Total Place, it was very short-lived, as I recall it. And I do recall it briefly. I didn't have much of an involvement with it as you did, but I do remember it briefly. I think there was something like a dozen pilots in total, 12 or 13 pilots across England, I think it was. It was an England-only program, wasn't it, I think. So there was a smallish number of pilots, very short-lived, introduced in 2009. Ended in 2010, but there was some limited evaluation work, even despite its short-livedness, if you like. And I was kind of leafing through some of those before this episode. One of the things that jumped out at me from that was some of the challenges as well as some of the potential opportunities of Total Place. It'd be good to get your view on this, David, as there's someone who worked more closely with it, but one of the things that the evaluations throws up is this challenge of kind of the significant cultural shift, overcoming the cultural barriers to working together in multi-area agreements, and not just cultural as well, kind of operational challenges around kind of integrating systems for measuring things, you know, the kind of the run-of-the-mill stuff that you would expect, how you overcome challenges around data sharing, which, if anything, are probably more acute today, not less. But, you know, finding common ways to measure and demonstrate value for money. So all of those things were thrown up by the limited evaluation work that was done sort of over 10 years ago. But it seems to me that some of those themes are still relevant today. How do we address some of those challenges in today's context?
Well, look, again, I do vaguely remember some really good NAO reports on the evaluations. I don't know if those are the ones that you're referring to. And I think, again, we will put links in the bonus materials to them. All I can say is, you know, you've identified a lot of the barriers, and they will still exist and may even be more acute today. And I can only urge our listeners to spend a little bit of time reflecting on the material that we put on the website and other material, because there's no doubt that the rationale for place-based budgeting and for what I think the 2010 paper called local public service plans, and indeed for local scrutiny, are as important today as they were then, possibly even more. And we did learn a lot. And I suppose, and yeah, we'll bring this espresso shot to a close, but I suppose it just does come back to the old adage that if you wait long enough, it will come back round and bite you again. So let's not reinvent the wheel. There's a lot of material. We'll put some of it on the bonus material site, which can inform how you map local spend, how you build the collaboration structures, how you involve your community, how you put in it all into local public service plans, how you get local accountability, and then the big elephant in the room, will central government actually be prepared to pick it up and run with it? Should we leave it there for now?
To our listeners, I hope you enjoyed our quick look at Total Place. Do go and read the report on the new local website. And as David says, do access the additional materials on our website, ledconfidential.co.uk. And of course, there you can also tell us what you think of the episode, send us your suggestions for future episodes. Till the next time.